Oh man, I guess, and we back since we got counted down. What up, fellas?
What's good with you?
We missed last week. Let me take my mask off just in case. y'all don't know what's going on here.
Shout out, we the people.
So we missed last week. Some things we had to take care of, but you know, a lot of things has happened until now.
Let's talk about it.
But before we talk about it, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Christopher Joe.
It's your boy Eastside Q.
It's your boy DC.
And it's your boy Chile.
Oh man. Of course, with the extra
silly dance.
Go ahead, you can kick it off.
So, you know, today we're gonna start it off with, how does everybody feel about New Jersey opening back up on the 19th?
I'm excited about it.
I ain't gonna stab you being in the house. But you can go out right now. You go out a little bit.
Yeah.
But knowing that you allowed to go out.
Normal capacity.
It's different. It's different. But is you gonna still do your, say you still got social distance and all of that.
If you got all that capacity, how is that? That's going to be a challenge for
you. Well, they're saying, like, restaurants still have to be set up with, like, social distancing and all of that. So you can be full capacity, but you still might have less tables. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the first thing you're doing?
I don't know, bro. It's a lot of options, right?
It is a lot of options.
It's a lot of options, you know? I know for Father's Day, right? So that's a little ahead. But for Father's Day, I think me, my daughter, my wife, we going to Great Adventure. I think we talked about doing that. So
okay, you know, all right.
Might be my first real outside experience.
Okay. I like that Great Adventures. That's nice.
What about you?
That's nice, man. Joe? Man. Set apart the clubs. I think. Just going, I think we're going to do like Philly or something like that, like a museum, because, you know, I got to think of like the family. But when the night going, me and the missus going to date, though, I'm throwing some dollars. I'm throwing dollars. That's where we going. Throwing them.
For me, me and the kids, we like to do the water parks. That's what they like to do. So I like to take the kids.
Like a Thorny Park or something?
Yeah, something different. Okay. You know.
Thorny Park. Right. Lit. The water side. Yeah.
What? Lit. Yo, I know it. I know it. I like going out there.
So.
Me?
Well, no, I think I might go get tipsy. You're right. So
you going in the club?
So you know,
or the bar? They're talking about you can go sit at the bar now.
You know what it is? I want to be able to go out. Have a good time listening to music. I'm tired of listening to my JBL speaker in the house talking about, we in the club.
Yeah, you ain't in the club, though.
I'm not in the club, though. Walking through the kitchen and the living room, like, what up, though? Ain't nobody here. You know what I mean?
With one pant leg up. Yeah. And some slippers.
You know what I mean? So I want to go out and actually socialize and just, you know, honestly, I want to see what's on people's minds. You ain't talked to another human being about life and how long. Mm-hmm.
Right. You can go be around family.
People, but you can be around people.
You can be around more people now.
Yeah, you know.
Family members that was afraid to be around. Exactly. Now they might want to be around.
Yeah.
I'm saying because see, now I was going into like, okay, so they saying all of this stuff though. Mm-hmm. Right. And they also saying like when you get both of your vaccines, you don't gotta wear a mask in certain spots. So
outside.
So, but I'm saying, but you gotta figure right it's now. Summertime now. It's a lot of things that's gonna be going on outside. High capacity of people. Mm-hmm. So how do y'all all feel about that? Are you gonna still want to wear your mask even though? Because I know three of us here got our first vaccine.
Yeah.
So when we get to number two, is y'all gonna feel as though like, hey, I'm gonna be outside with my mask off, like showing off my two-shot pride? You're gonna be like, whoa.
We're gonna tone it down. I'm vaccinated, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what you about. You know, I'm gonna treat it like when the HIV was out. No, I'm not touching you, I don't know you, you know.
Get about
out of here, you know, give me 6 feet. Can you get a kiss? No, next.
Family or not, right? Yeah, get up out of here. Handshake, hey. I haven't seen you in a year.
I know. Keep it that way.
Yeah, I think I'm still do keep the same practice, man. I'm gonna wear my mask. I'm definitely social distance because people nasty, bro. Yeah, like,
And you know what?
People that's nasty. And on top of it, like
this whole situation that somebody was being nasty and they were sick or something and they got passed around. And
I'm just saying,
but that's how people get sick. Common colds,
right?
Crazy. Yeah, the flu and
the
yeah, yeah.
Common colds because you can't blame other people for your negligence and not washing your own.
But that's what I was gonna say. The reality of the whole situation is that if everybody was clean,
or if you were clean about your habits,
you're
okay with not catching it. But if you're not clean about your habits, you know, practice clean hygiene habits and disinfecting habits. And
now that you said that, by the way.
Boom. So now I'm about to sit down. Let's hover with another question, right? So boom. So now you know what the height of COVID, right? We was all probably turned up on like these habits. You wash your hands 39,000 times a day, plus the sanitizer again.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, have you guys laxed just a little bit on?
Hail to the no-no, to the no-no, no.
I'm saying, like, I'm super aware.
Like, yeah.
Like, I get in the car, boy.
Work. Every time.
The steering wheel. Still. Everything I know, I touch in the car, got
to
get sanitized.
Bro, every time still to right now, man, because you never know. Like, I know they got the vaccines out, and yes, I'm the one that didn't take it, yes, because of the three, whatever. Hey. But, yo, people are still like, I was watching somebody like grab a shopping cart, bro, and he coughed in his hands and he put it on the shopping cart. And I was like, hello? And he like, what? Never mind. Don't worry about it.
I waited.
Yo, bro,
the mask on.
I've been holding, I walked through the grocery store.
Just holding your mask. I don't know.
I like it. I'm happy New Jersey's opening back up. I'm glad clubs is going to be back to, you know, clubs and not reserved because, you know, you got to stand in line for certain things. I'm can't wait to get an ice cream, like just walk in the store and be like, yo, I want that one and be, you know, whatever. I'm still going to be safe. I'm still going to keep this bitch around. I got this on a low, by the way. If y'all need some, the real stuff, not the knockoff brand.
I was about to say, you can go get it.
Bro, you know what?
Last year,
you know what?
Yo, look,
I do actually. I got a ton of it. But yo, I'm on a high, bro, because I just sold my PlayStation 5. Getting two more.
To go buy
what, more Purell?
No, I'm just saying, like, I was just throwing it out there that my hustle game is on point. My hustle game is on point. I tried to think of a Jay-Z line, but that's all I can think of.
The man got Purell and PlayStations all day.
Word, that's crazy. Like I said, I practice no hygiene habits of cleaning anyway, so I don't think that's going to be pretty much an issue for me.
The summer, man, we predicted this shit too. You said that last season.
But they said
by July 1st is going to be turned.
Oh, I already know. They already got cruise ships and everything 19th, going.
But by July 1st. Oh, yeah, they said ships is allowed to go out again.
June 1st. June 1st, they're going out. Oh, you right. You right.
They want that money. Fireworks.
The fireworks don't come from here.
Yeah, man. Well, I can't wait. Who'd I heard Tom Hanks' son was like, it's going to be a white boy summer. So, that's what he said.
That's how he
feels. So, I just want to see the summer. I want to see how it turned out. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot of people that don't know what they're talking about.
I'm going to still stay how I was last year, I think.
Oh, my God. That changes.
I would rather have like an event at my crib in the backyard. You know what I mean? It's something like that with the people that I'm around the most, rather than go to the boardwalk and there's 30,000 people out here and you don't know who really got the shot, who don't, niggas got their masks off.
That's about it.
With it.
So
I did hear, that's funny you said that. So I did hear that the boardwalk is one of the attractions that's the first ones that
to no mask.
No mask.
Yeah.
Of course. But of course.
The question is, all thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, how do you know
who got the vaccine and who didn't?
They don't.
Now, boom, now it's saying like certain spots like the airports and stuff like that, you got to show your card.
Yeah, but other places, if I'm just strolling the boardwalk, how do I know Joe Blow and Susie Q got vaccinated?
You don't. You don't. And that's how they get by it. They're like, yo, the state's open. And if you decide to come in here, and it's your fault. Like that. That's they're pretty much gonna put it on you. So, it's gonna be your own responsibility. So if you get sick,
that way, then why not just open everything back up?
They are.
A certain amount of people vaccinated, and then
fully open, no barriers, no 6 feet. Because, like I said, 4th of July. You mean to tell me you're gonna have 6 feet on the board?
Of course not.
You don't have 6 feet nowhere as fireworks.
I mean, well, you know, honestly, but you know what?
On the street.
The last couple of years since they legalized it, the boardwalk began kind of like it's not the same because you could let off fireworks on your street.
Well, C7 like, is also burnt down though.
Yeah, but you still like you know how they used to be like they used to go to the like Per Fanboy had a big show.
It's legal, but it's not legal to the point where you can let off an M80, bro. You're gonna jump that. You didn't find for that.
Last year, they was kind of lax because of what was going on. Yeah. Like, your backyard is cool.
Oh, because, like, yeah.
People went out of hand. But they going to control it this year. You better believe it.
It's not going to have no control. Oh, you mean as far as...
I'm saying
the fireworks. I guess so. Because nobody can go out. Yeah, yo, because my neighbor was wilding. Like, he went to PA.
Legal,
he came back with all the like the giant jokes.
I'm just saying, like last year, they wasn't pulling up on driveways like, oh,
you right.
There's too much going
you
on.
Right, they wasn't.
Now this year, they hear a loud boom. I'm saying they might have it a little bit more control than like last year. They didn't care
because of COVID. Because they wanted everybody to care.
So this year, it's like we might be riding around seeing who got some shit they ain't supposed to have. What they gonna be doing? Oh, we know the world is back open. We know y'all gonna act stupid.
Bro,
nah, we know we gotta meet quotas. It's money, bro.
Yeah, but I think the focus is gonna be where the majority of the people are at. I don't think they're gonna focus on streets and things like that.
You I said mean, they never really bother
you. Know what
you
mean? They never really bother you unless you're out there doing something crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be setting off.
I ain't saying everywhere, man, but I'm saying somewhere like a Newark or something. They already shutting them down on their dirt bikes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know why though.
But I
know. I know why though. Them niggas be wild.
But I'm just
on the sidewalk.
Where they're normally messing with people. Yeah. I'm just saying those is the place that might be heightened the tension. Like, let's see how they react to the world being open. Mm. Because we want to set some people up. Let's keep it 100. We got to make money back.
Yeah, but remember this too is that, man, listen, a lot of these situations that have happened with the police, I think they, you know, they're happening? No, they're re-strategizing. They're trying to take a different approach in certain, more. You know what I mean, in certain situations.
I think it's to the point where they know that we fighting back.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't want
to. Ain't that kind of party no more.
In certain situations, that's what it is. And they don't.
So y'all going out to watch the fireworks?
They don't want to press it.
I'm lighting. I ain't going to lie to you.
Yo. Me too. I'm lighting. But I think I'm gonna take. I'm gonna take the little
take
ones to go see.
Out.
Yeah, man. But like I said, I'm excited because another thing has happened for New Jersey this summer is that we're gonna be able to smoke out in the open, free and clear.
Yeah.
Boom.
Why not?
Not on the boardwalk. In AC. So,
but there's smoke areas that they have designated smoke areas at Seaside the same way they had at Atlantic City because I lit my joint up.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. So we've experienced it now and talked to two other people that said they did the same thing down at AC. So, I mean.
And not too long ago, I just walked the boardwalk smoking an L, bro. They was on their little scooters.
He was on the board.
Yeah, we was just walking. I was walking from one casino to another and I lit up like, smoked up. Nobody said nothing, yo. Besides, yo, that shit fire. And I was like, yeah, I know.
That's, I mean, they that's like money down there. It's money down there. They want like money. Jesus. You do look like Jesus though with your hair out.
I mean, I'm
like,
not,
Lord, not tonight, Lord.
Listen, I'm not going to take away from these compliments. You could keep them coming. But yeah, I was floating through the boardwalk. I was high.
Hey, he said he was floating. So
oh man, but yeah. Yo, I don't know, man. I'm just excited. Clouds of smoke.
Now, let me ask you this. Y'all think there's an ulterior motive about the government letting all this freedom happen now?
All right. So I was just reading about the freedom of which, or I don't want to call it freedom, the people that took advantage of what was getting out by the government, right? So somebody put a post up like, yo, y'all going to get caught up. Right. They was like, yo, everyone said they was unemployed when they was working so they could collect the extra $600. Then they was like, oh, I got a business. So now I need a forgiveness loan. So they went to the PPP loans. Yep. Right. Then they opened up another round. So you got people that went for the second round of a PPP. Right. Now, all of this stuff is coming back to bite people in the ass to be like, oh, hey, I know you was in a tough time. But where all this money go that we was giving you, and how you have a business when you said you was unemployed, and why'd you need a loan if you like, yo, it's going to be so many people caught up. Bro, I already know three people that lost their benefits because they were saying that they was getting, they was either a 1099 and they can't show proof. And now like the IRS is coming back and like, ah, let me see this two, let me see these two forms. Where say you own a business? What's your EIN number? Yo, and people can't prove it. Or if they do, it don't match up with the same records. It getting caught, bro.
That got caught up, and I think they say he was buying all them cars.
Yeah,
I know you see.
Yeah, he was buying Gucci. He was out in the car
like
17 shit.
Cars or some shit.
Bro,
like,
yo,
Teslas
and
all kinds.
They just had a girl on there go do a GoFundMe to pay back her loan,
back
bro,
loan.
That she took. She took a PPP
loan, $20,000,
spent the money doing whatever she did. She had
an LLC, right?
They came back and was like, hey, you know you're supposed to spend a certain amount on your employees. And she was like, oh, bro, they ordered her. She didn't have none of this shit. She talking. Now she got to pay the money back with interest.
Yes. Yeah. Started a GoFundMe.
Oh, you think this government is giving out free money and want their money back? With that.
Wow. Yo,
that's the fastest way they're gonna get most of that money back.
Yo, yeah. They were giving there was companies like taking, like I know a guy, he got 300,000. So he got 150 the first time, 150 the second time, right? He legit needed the money for his business to keep it rolling. I know another person that took the money, laid everybody off, so he could say that he was that the stress of COVID. Has suffered on his business. He got both loans, bro. He just bought a big ass fucking house in Jersey.
He's done.
Hopefully.
Unless he got
a paper trail.
Paperwork. Yeah,
but I'm telling you what, like people went out there and you got some people that went out there and like one of the guys, he went out and took a loan and brought Bitcoin and it became a fucking millionaire and it paid the loan back. But you got other people that is buying, that was tricking, buying fucking Teslas, putting Louis Vuitton belts around their waist for what? So you could be like,
on the grand.
I bought, yo, it's
when you couldn't even go nowhere. When you couldn't even go nowhere, right? But you got to show up at the barbecue and stunt though.
Bro. So
you got an LLC, or you said you did.
Nigga.
And you were just selling chicken platters.
Well, I think it's going to be a tight rope around all of this because the government lost mad money shutting down businesses.
Yeah, they definitely going to.
It was a lot of
people,
bro. Mm-hmm, a lot of the richer elite. They definitely going to be like, hey, I know I ain't pay no taxes, but you looking at Joe Brown over there? He ain't pay no
taxes. 2 years that you don't have to pay your taxes 2 years in a row. So think about these people that took all them loans. Oh, I ain't paying no taxes. I ain't doing none of that.
Bro.
I ain't doing none of that. That second year gonna kick in. It's gonna whoop your ass.
That's
And you're going to have to file. You got to show papers.
Yes! Mm-hmm. That's what. Yes! That's how everybody's getting caught.
Yeah. They filed their taxes this year, and the government watched all that shit.
Like, yo, I was a dumbass. I ain't filed my taxes. Shit happened between me and my divorce and money, whatever. I just got all that shit taken care of, right? Fucking 4 years, back tax, all that shit, right? And they were like, oh, you know, you're still eligible for the little loan that you got, the little $1,500 loan. And I was like, cool. That's before they did my taxes. After, they was like, oh, man. Oh, man. You only going to get $233 from that. And I got it. It's in my right here in my pocket. But still, like they everything that you were supposed to get away with, yo, they locking that shit down. That's pretty much a long-ass example of Uncle Sam ain't playing. He want his dollars. He want his bucks. So, and I know a lot of people that just out of nowhere fucking was on Instagram like, yo, just bought a new Bentley. Oh my God. vacation every day. Like,
hey, listen, let me say, bro, like, I done watched so many businesses start up and I ain't seen no progress, no progression, no, I don't even.
I like to call them stimulus ballers. Ooh. Stimulus check drop. Everybody right. was balling then.
Word.
So, you know, my thing is, you stimulus ballers, oh, it's midnight. Oh, it's time to shine.
Yo.
Murphy says it's a temporary thing.
Yo, listen, everything's been been extended.
Until September.
Everybody.
And once that come, what are they going to do?
Yo,
what's everybody going to do?
They're going to put a rope around all of this, bro. Like, everybody that was using it, like, I'm telling you, it's going to come back around. It's going to bite people on the ass, yo. Yo.
They were talking about some boo hiring.
I mean, I wish I would have, like, I tried to apply for it, but, you know, we just didn't qualify. But I'm gonna try again. but once it happens.
I couldn't 5 weeks
now. Shit, man. Well, you know. Like I said, once it happens, we're going to see a lot of things that change from the Instagram of 2020. To the 2021.
By the end of 21, we're gonna be looking sad. Oh. Yeah,
yo.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna be eating crab legs. Ain't nobody gonna be popping new bottles.
No vacationing. Or everybody that didn't pay rent all 2020 because they was in
everybody
stressful situation. Oh my God. Bro, yo, speaking of repo. The funniest shit, I never seen this before. I seen a jet ski and a fucking the ATV, not the one, the one that they sit in.
The side by side.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
They got both repo, bro. I didn't even know they able to repo jet ski.
You paying a monthly pay,
bro? Yo, they picked this jet ski up. They put it on the like on this little like. Yeah, it wasn't, but these niggas picked it up though.
They're not that heavy.
Oh, I guess. I mean, they look kind of strong. I can't pick that shit up. Oh, well. I'm just letting you know that they picked this shit up. They put it on the truck and they drove.
Boom. I was a repo man, and what you just said is real.
Yeah, I don't know who's taking that my stuff. You're trying to steal it. I don't know you.
See, bro, I was real.
Yo,
I went down to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
I don't remember the car. We went to go repo, and we went down there, and my man and his son came outside with their shotguns, pop, 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 back and everything. We'll be about it. You can have that car.
Yeah,
I don't need it.
Yo.
And they say once you hook it, it's mine. Don't let it go. But
nah, we didn't have it. Yeah, we didn't even get to that, bro. Yeah, we had hopped out the truck and went and rung the doorbell to, you know, hand him the paperwork. And he was dead. You ain't getting our car. You right.
Hell.
You right.
Man.
But
that's a funny ass story. Well, again, it was just some shit I'd never seen before. Just never seen it. I guess it's just weird. It's weird watching.
I've never seen it either. So
it's weird.
Because like him, you probably not mentally thinking about it.
Like I seen cars get repoed. I seen a motorcycle get repoed. But I've never seen like a boat. Yeah, but I never seen that shit. That shit was hilarious. Plus, they picked it up. Like I said, yeah, niggas got out the thing. Like, one dude was all white guy with a big beard. He, like, lifted it up. I was like, fuck, they really taking this nigga shit.
they get money off that.
Yeah, they drive it to another dock. You can't sleep. You don't sleep in it. Yeah, I mean, if it's out the water, it's on the trailer.
I tell you what, that was good money reborn. So yeah. I feel they pain. They went and got that. They seen it. They got it. We out of here. That's a paycheck.
Yeah.
The crazy part about it is, studio, if you can repo it and fuck it up, they don't care. They just don't want you to have it.
Exactly.
They just don't want you to have it.
We will pull your car all the way down the street before we ever put it on the bed. Yeah. Just to make sure we got it.
I see
out of here, bro.
I seen that happen in Jersey City, yo. He put the hook around one tire. He just pulled it out. Hit three cars like bang bang. I was like,
I don't know what they making now, but I was making 150 every car we found, bro.
Shit.
And if you hook it and bring it back, you get more than that.
Yeah. So you talking about three cars a night, bro? You good?
I seen my neighbor car get repoed. It was hilarious because they thought it was my. They must have thought it was mine because I was walking the dog. He was like, hey, man, we don't want no problem. I was like, oh, it's not my car. I don't care. The fact that you assumed.
The funniest part, people try to, like, they give you more than one address.
You got to go to all of them?
First of all.
Definitely
been guilty of that.
I definitely go to, like, five addresses for one person.
Definitely put my car in somebody's garage.
We done found cars in garages.
Oh, I know.
People's job. You got to show up at their job. I've been going to get a chick from the from a grocery store. She was at work and everything. And I was telling my man, like, yo, we can't take her with while she at work, bro. He was like, bro. You get 150, I get 150. You better get a ride home.
Shit. You know what? That's why I'm happy we worked at FedEx, yo. It was gated. They couldn't get in there. Damn. But yeah, I got my shit repoed one time, yo. That shit was embarrassing. I thought somebody stole it. Words more. And it was one of them nights. I was like coming home drunk from the club. I like pulled it in. I was like, all right, cool. I'm only gonna sleep for like an hour because I gotta be up and go to work. Bro, I come back outside, car gone. I'm like, not only was it gone, I had all my shit in there. Like, so my wallet, my money, my everything. Everything was in that car. And yo, niggas just took it. It's like, damn.
Well, they got money and money.
Whoa.
They got everything.
So I got lucky. They didn't know where I had it at. I had it in the glove compartment. But if I'd have left it there another day, they'd have ransacked that shit.
Put all your stuff in the bag.
Yeah.
Wasn't no wallet in there.
Yeah, because I got lucky. I found it that day and I called and they was like, Oh, it's just pulling in now. I was like, all right, I'm on my way. Bro. My cousin shit got ransacked in 2 days. Yeah. She got repoed. Fuck. But anyway, I guess we'll take a break and get ready for our guest.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Real quick, tell me about the guests we have coming today.
So, I mean, I'm stupid excited about the guest that we have.
Stupid
tonight.
Excited.
I mean, I guess I'm being biased because she's also my daughter, but okay. She's also the vice president of Solidity Clothing.
VP.
Also the president of Sweet and Sour Miracles.
President of.
She also has a podcast, Breaking the Stigma.
Okay. Podcast. I mean,
she's
killer.
Also a college student at Montclair University.
About to graduate. I mean,
so she got a lot going on, but, you know.
Right, so we got a wide spectrum of questions we can ask.
You see that? I put my split star on. Hype man. First of all, I never said I don't like Busta Rhymes. He's just not top five. And we back like we don't stop moving, grooving, shaking. I had to switch it up real fast because, you know, the guests we got here been picking on me a little bit. You know, I ain't going to say nothing, but, you know, just a little bit I've been getting picked on. So I'm going to let, you know, proud Pops over there introduce the guests. Come on, man.
So that was an awesome alley-oop. I am definitely proud to introduce my daughter, Angelique Bradley. She's, like I said before, she's the VP for Solidity Clothing. She's the president of her own company, Sweet and Sour Miracles. Mm-hmm. She also has her own podcast, Break the Stigma. So with all that being said, Angel, why don't you give us a little background on Sweet and Sour Miracles?
So I started Sweet and Sour Miracles in the peak of quarantine in July. And I basically did it because throughout my adolescence, I had some struggles with mental health, and I always knew that I wanted to be a voice for those afraid to use theirs. And with like a clothing line, I thought it was the perfect thing to do because you can like wear your confidence. And so I knew like growing up for me, I always like wish I had a role model like that went through mental health struggles to like look up to, and like someone to just tell me like it'll all be okay in the end. And so I want to be that for other like kids and teens going through that. And I hope with my clothing line and the message that it spreads that they understand that like there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
That is dope. Can we clap? That was a dope ass hole.
Definitely like the whole clothing line. How you know incorporated that into your goal, and how you know it's definitely took promoting to the next level for mental health. Like that's big time. I mean, it's like, and you would think, you know, it's kind of like mixing together things, but it works. You know what I mean? It's promotion. It gets you to think. It gets you to see. It gets you to mingle in with people and make you think like, wow, there is other people out there that are going through the same things. You know what I mean? Yeah. How do you voice that? That's a good way to, you know, think about that. Cause you know, you're nervous. You don't want to, you know, I'll be honest. I did suffer from depression a few years back. You know, so I wish I did have that person that I felt confident enough to confide in and have a conversation about some mental or emotional things that I was going through at that time to break the ice, to make things lighter off of my shoulders. And maybe they can give me some insight on how to deal with pressures in life. So it's good to know that there are people that actually think about that and actually put effort into promoting that so that it is okay for you to feel like you can talk to somebody about that. I like that.
Commendable on that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you also, with your company, Sweet and Sour, you donate 10% to suicide prevention, right?
Yeah, so 10% of all the proceeds we donate monthly to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which is a company that helps people that struggle with depression and suicidality realize that they have a life worth living and that they shouldn't give up because life is so much more precious than that. And I really like what the company represents, so I chose them to donate my proceeds to.
That's dope, yo.
And how's that been going?
It's been going good. We actually raised, in total, like since July, we've raised $1,264.
Wow.
Definitely a step stone in the right direction.
Right. So also with the Sweet and Sour Miracles, I guess you took that and came up with the podcast to piggyback off of Sweet and Sour Miracles. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah. So you actually inspired me to create the podcast. After like I saw how successful you guys were with your podcasts and like how a bunch of people were relating to the things you guys were saying, I wanted to make a podcast because I feel like with the clothing brand, it isn't enough. Like I don't get to share enough of like my advice and my struggles with people. Like it's just putting it on clothing. But I feel like with the podcast, it's more of a personal connection with my followers and with my listeners. And I feel like that intimate connection is like really important to have, especially when it's a bunch of people that are all suffering from similar issues.
Actually, I have a voice to relate to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And do you guys get a lot of feedback? Are you getting a lot of, from outsiders, get a lot of feedback as far as they're suffering from certain things or giving advice? Or how does that end work? Do you guys have a maybe a email or something if there's a personal type of situation that a person would like to discuss with you, or, you know, feel like they need to have a conversation with you or befriend you in that aspect?
Yeah, we do have an email, and then we also like make it known that our DMs on Instagram are open.
Okay.
And so I've actually had a few people message the Instagram and like ask to either be like a guest or like saying that like thank you for like spreading awareness or like thanking me for giving information, because we don't just like give advice and talk about our struggles in the episodes. We like educate, because I feel like there's such a huge stigma around mental health because a lot of people are ignorant to what it actually is and what people go through. And so there's a lot of people that, like, for example, my one friend, Christina, she didn't know what borderline personality disorder was until we talked about it on an episode, and she thanked us for like educating her on it. So I think it has like both aspects to it.
That's dope.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that. That's definitely dope.
Definitely something I would like to tune into. And what is it again? I'm sorry.
Break the Stigma Podcast.
Break the Stigma Podcast.
And you're on YouTube and Anchor?
Yep, YouTube and Anchor. We're waiting to get Spotify, hopefully.
Okay.
What's your Instagram?
It's Break the Stigma _podcast.
Okay.
Still, yo. I'm going to listen to it.
Same on TikTok. Okay. Yeah, okay, she out there. She grinding, yo. She grinding.
I'm definitely going to listen to it because
Oh, y'all better.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I gotta listen to y'all podcast multiple times.
I'm over here supporting. Right. But yeah, I think what you're doing is dope. It's super positive. It's something refreshing that we need, especially coming out of 2020, which was for a lot of kids, a lot of adults. It was dark times because, you know, people need to be able to connect with each other. Yeah. And then you didn't have that. All you had was a computer screen. And some people just couldn't, like, that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough to connect. And a lot of kids in 2020, they all started to suffer with, like, depression or going through, like, dark spaces.
One of my daughters, actually, my youngest one, she suffered from, she was kind of beating herself up because of grades. She didn't have the interaction with her teacher.
Mm.
So her grades started to slip. So... not per se she was depressed, but it was hard for her because she was a honor roll student, and to see your grade slip like that, she cared. You know?
Yeah.
So it definitely played a part in a lot of kids with that as well. You're not interacting with other children.
I know a lot of like college grade students that like lost their scholarships too because their grades were dropping, and that's like, it hits heavy on you, especially when you have your parents like being so hard on you, like to keep that scholarship. Correct. So they don't have to pay for the college, and then your grades slip and you lose it. And then you feel like a bad
failure.
Kid. Yeah.
Failure. And even on your own personal aspect, you guys are in college striving to be something,
to make something
in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And to see your grades slip and then feel like there's no way to get it back. You know, you're looking at a computer screen. Mm-hmm. It's rough. You know, sometimes you see a grade slip and you know, you pull your professors aside before you walk out of the class like, listen, you know, I've been going through some things. What can I do
to make that up?
I need to. And you know, you feel like, you can get more of a personable conversation with a person face to face. They can feel and understand, you know, you have a conversation with a person face to face. You can understand what they're saying and feel the emotion behind what they say, how genuine they really are
and
what they're saying. So it's kind of hard, you know, for a professor. I know some people also that went through that, where they, you know, going through hardships, losing family members and stuff.
It was rough.
Look, sorry to hear that, but you got to test the tape.
Yeah.
You got to find out the tape. I ain't trying to hear, you know, I don't really know. You know what
so
I mean?
With that being said, right, I mean, y'all both alley-ooped y'all. You alley-ooped yourself. So how do you handle your college life and running your multiple businesses, helping us with our business, your regular 9-to-5 job, and like, how do you deal with all of that?
I have therapy. I highly recommend going to therapy. I think there's definitely a stigma behind going to therapy also, mm-hmm. that like people think it's just laying on the couch and someone taking notes on your every word that you say.
So you go to professional therapy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I have a therapist and she's great and I love her. And I mean, therapy, like I said, it's so much more than just like talking about your feelings and them writing it down. It's like processing everything you're going through, trying to rework your mind into thinking a positive out of a negative. There's so much work that goes into it. And honestly, like I come out of each session like a better person, I feel like.
Now, do you feel as though it's harder for you to get the full effect of a professional therapist, being that you think like a professional therapist?
Oh yeah, all the time. I joke with my therapist. Yeah, how
like, because she's going to school to be a therapist. Yeah.
So are you picking the therapist's brain and really like taking in what they tell you?
Yeah, it's funny because I joke with my therapist that like technically I could be my own therapist since I know everything she's telling me.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's good to have an outside perspective and have like a non-biased point of view as well. So that's why I still enjoy going, even though like I know everything she's gonna say to me.
Okay.
It's cool like actually hearing it from another person.
Yeah. Okay. Just curious.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, being that I've been in therapy myself, it's definitely, I was piggybacking off of you saying that you like feel like a weight's lifted off of you, right? So just like Chili over there, I went through my own, I guess, moment of depressions. So the fact that there was nobody out there to relate, like now we got like we got Darman, like that speaking positivity. You with your podcast, you're speaking positivity. Like I think therapy is something that should have a whole different light shined on it. Like you said, like there should be like men sessions of hey, like I got a 20-minute session. Every man that feels some type of way, join it, or every woman that feels some type of way, join it, and we start creating therapy groups on Facebook. I'm starting to see mad Facebook groups. I'm sorry to go on a rant, but like I'm starting to see more Facebook groups pop up, and I think we should have more therapy Facebook groups because people are going through shit, bro. Like every day, constantly. Like I just found out my daughter got a disease, and it was fucking stressful. Like she got a blood disease, and you're like, how do you talk about this to who? Like you can't really like talk to your parents because they're in the same emotional connection to the child as you, but there's other parents out there that's probably dealing with it, so that you got to go through like it's almost like how parents grieve when they lose people. They join cliques and communities, like they got the drunk driving for
the grieving parents, grieving widows,
but what you're doing on your podcast is dope. Are you doing like a live blog?
Yeah.
For people to be able to type in, so as they're listening to your YouTube, they can ask you questions and you can answer it on the spot?
Yeah, so all of the episodes, whenever they premiere, there's an option for live chat. So if people are watching it as it's live premiering, they can chat in the comments. And also, obviously, like regular comment on the YouTube when the video is like done premiering. And then also on my website, breakthestigmapodcast.com, there's a blog section where Kiana, my co-host, and I, we write our own blog posts, and there's an option for our followers to like comment and like have a conversation with us.
That's dope. That's dope.
So you guys seem like you have all the open avenues and channels for any follower to connect. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry, man.
Yeah. So I mean, doing all the things that you're doing, all the things that you're learning in life as you're growing into a full woman here. Who were some of your influences and why?
I think you already know what I'm going to say.
I do. I do know.
Yeah. So one of my biggest, like, obviously, non-relation-wise is Demi Lovato, because she was, like, the very first advocate for mental health that I ever came across growing up, having, like, no one that I saw that was going through it. She was the first one I saw that, like, went to rehab and openly talked about therapy and having an eating disorder and all of her struggles. And even now, like, with her documentaries and her albums that she puts out, she openly talks about it and puts out and uses her platform for good. And I really admire that. So she was definitely the main one. And then, obviously, you, because I know that I can go to you for anything, even if like I don't think so. You don't think you're gonna get mad at me. I definitely go to you for anything and everything. And then mom, because I also go to her for anything. and then I have a few teachers, which I really admire, that I can go to and talk about. No professors. I haven't come across a professor that has been as good as like my high school teachers. But definitely like some high school teachers that I still have contact with that support me in everything that I do. So yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. See, people that you look up to is actually, you know, more positive people, because that's another challenge in this life.
You see what pushed her to where she's at.
Yeah, and another thing too, kids follow fads. You know, it seems as though head on tight, focused. You know what I mean? Like, you got a lot of...
Well, I mean, she is in school to be a therapist.
And I'm sorry, I don't think we discussed your age.
20.
20.
Well, I was going to... That was what I was going to go into.
I'm sorry.
Nah. You good. Sorry, you good. It's like you alley-ooping everything I'm going into. Yeah,
young lady, 20 years old, you know, entering the big life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most 20-year-olds, you ask them, who do you look up to? Extension, like, you know, a rapper.
Cardi B.
Yeah. Real people that actually are doing
and something. Real reasoning behind it. Not like, they dress good.
Yeah, oh, they got diamonds around.
Jim Jones got the drip.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's so the fact that, you know, being, even it makes it better that she, you know, she's your daughter, but to hear a young lady say she has three or more solid people in her life that, whether related or not, and reasons, is, I think that's pretty good in 2021. That's a lot of these kids.
So
I'm gonna ask you, who are you looking up to?
Who I'm looking up to?
Yeah, who are you looking up to?
Really? Really ask me this question?
No, I'm saying.
I want to know.
I did say that. That's why I had to discuss about it. It's a real question.
I'm
gonna be real. So like my daughter was saying, I definitely look up to my dad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? My uncle, God rest his soul, but he was definitely somebody that definitely like stayed on my ass about everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? My mom, definitely, I see how hard she worked as a single mom raising 4 kids.
Okay.
And she's still out here grinding for her grandbaby. So, yeah.
All right, so, like, I don't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah. I mean, I get influenced by y'all too, real shit. Like, I mean, I feel like we give off good energy for each other, good positive energy for each other, so... Yeah. Would you say that about your co-hosts and some of your friends? Like, you get good vibes and good energy from them, and that carry you through your day sometimes?
Yeah, I think it's especially great with Kiana, my co-host, because she also struggles with similar things that I do. And so we can relate to each other even more. And that's why I more so wanted her to be my co-host, because we both know what we're talking about.
Mm.
And because afterwards, like, we talk about some heavy shit on the podcast. So even afterwards, like, we can process it together and we can like make sure each other is like okay afterwards. Whereas if I had some, you know, random acquaintance that was on the podcast with me that I don't really tell anything to, it would be a lot like harder and I'd be more like reserved. But my therapist even said like today in session that like she sees that I'm a lot more open and that she sees like a whole new side of me on the podcast. Because I feel like I could be myself.
Mm. Word. Yeah. I dig that.
So the podcast is actually therapeutic to you as well.
Yeah,
it's an out for you.
Yeah,
that's good.
Same as I cool. said for us, right?
Yeah, exactly,
because
exactly.
it's the energy.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah,
it's cool. So everybody's doing it for, you know,
for the right reasons.
Right reasons, right?
And to pass on and to be an influencer to the generation that doesn't normally have this.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that you're.
And I like that we kind of mixed in the younger crowd today.
To get a different perspective on life. Yeah. Because if you look, we all 40s.
At least
40. So you got half our age here to understand. So where do you see yourself in, let's say, just 5 years? I mean, you're going to graduate next year, and then you're going to go off to graduate school. People don't know my baby going to graduate school. Just celebrate that. But where do you see yourself 5 years after your graduation?
I strive really high. I have really big goals set for myself. So I'm really hoping that by then I have my LCSW and I'm running my own private practice and seeing clients on a regular basis.
Speaking to an
existence. It's going to happen. Yeah, it's going to happen. You're going to have
and
that
hope. You are.
Yeah.
So that's good, though. Good.
That is good.
Dad, I hope your pockets is right. No,
hey, man. That's why I'm out here grinding, boy.
So are you going to change your target audience when you get your license? Or is it still going to be for the youth, and or is it going to be open for everyone?
I think it'll more so be for everyone. I think right now it's just for the youth, because I can't really say that I can relate to adults right now, because I still consider myself a child sometimes. I'm part of the youth more so than adulthood. But definitely once I have, because I also feel like adults wouldn't take me seriously because I'm just a kid. So I feel like once I like have letters behind my name and I'm like, out of grad school and I have a private practice, that I'd be taken more seriously by the older generations.
Okay. I was going to ask you that. You do feel as though a different generation,
the gap.
Yeah, is there an issue that you see? Because, I mean, you go certain places and you show up to a doctor's office and you got a doctor's. You 23, you fresh out. You sticking me with needles? I don't know.
You sure you know
who
you go?
The dude that gave my vaccine looked like he was 12, and I was like, man, how you doing?
You know what I mean? So I definitely.
And he talking about, is you ready? Is you ready?
I definitely understand that aspect of things. You know, I think we carry as adults as we get older. You know, even when you run into law enforcement, you know, you ask you certain questions. Listen. How do you?
Yeah, right,
you,
right,
you
right.
Get to a point where stop questioning me.
You're too little to be asking me questions.
Some of this stuff, so you feel like that sometimes when you talk to certain people, they kind of look at you like, eh.
Yeah, definitely. Or like the adults that are like, oh, you're just a kid. You can't be depressed. Or like the ones that like just completely like wipe off the fact that like kids can't. Oh, like you're just a kid. You have no bills to pay. You have no responsibilities. Therefore, your life must be amazing just because you have a roof over your head and food at home.
Yeah.
But like, it's not. People are just ignorant and they don't realize that there's more to depression than just having a roof over your head and food.
You live a regular life like adults do.
Well, we know that because look at Robin Williams. Robin Williams he had money, he had fame. Yeah, he could go anywhere, be recognized by anybody. People would love him and he was still depressed.
I think people feel like depression is hidden by materialistic things, and that's not true. That's a myth too. You know?
Yeah, but
you can have everything. Well,
I think that's where which is good for you. I think you should push more because I think age doesn't define there's no cap on age.
Well,
to know about life and about
happiness. But I was gonna say, so not even being biased, this is my thought. I'm glad you're saying it because you see it the way that you articulate yourself. Like I'm super proud. Like how because me as a grown ass man, your dad. I'm sitting here listening. I'm like,
you want to know more?
For real.
I want to know more.
You feel me? Like, I would sit. You could talk to me.
Oh, yeah, let's have a conversation.
Yeah, because that's what you want. And people, you got to break. You do have to break that barrier because you can sit in a room with adults and articulate yourself well and hold a conversation. So you got to push that envelope.
So like that younger cousin or whatever. Somebody
cousin. Or smack him up real quick.
Tell me about
But you know what? We also need some healing for now. Like a lot of people have been going through shit. Like, look, we've been all 2020 has been protesting, watching people die, watching dark days happen. Like people's been getting they said that over 400, almost 500,000 people died. So you got all these people that's dealing with 2020, like it's not because it's over because of the new year, like all that's still carrying over.
Well, it still happened.
Yeah, but all of it's still carrying over though. You have a lot of people that's still scarred from it, and they probably need a new breath of air to be able to speak to. And the fact that you have your podcast is open, you're doing live YouTube, I think it's given a lot of people more courage to come out of their shell. And like sniff around and see how they can heal because there's books about it, there's bestsellers about it.
Even being that me and you out of the group of four, or I'm sorry, out of us have dealt with that. You saying heal is you gotta want it though. You gotta want to enter that press. Like it's like being a drug addict. You gotta want the help. If nobody you don't want the help. Young lady can't do anything for you know what I mean? It's like so technically I get what you're saying, but like how many people you feel as though is at the point where they want the help or even realize that they're in a depression situation.
I think a ton of people are at their breaking point. So with you, what was your breaking point to get you to start like seeking therapy? What made you get to that point where you're like, you know what? This is a dark space. I need help.
Or I can't get out of this alone. Yeah.
Like,
I think like when I got to the point where it was just like genuinely hard to get out of bed in the morning, like simple tasks became like genuine chores for me. Like simple things like getting up, washing your face, brushing your teeth, making cereal for yourself for breakfast. Like those became things that I had to like force myself to do rather than just being like routine things.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew that the depression was just like overcome me. Yeah.
I did the same thing. I stayed in bed for 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah, it's just the physical.
I didn't do anything. I just laid in bed, you know.
The blood was nothing.
The only thing I did was, besides not getting out of bed, I drank heavy. And I was like, yo, I got a problem.
Yeah, it's not, until you get a habit.
Yeah.
I think my thing was smoking. I was trying to smoke. Because, you know, you smoke and you kind of
drift off. Yep.
Your own thoughts. You kind of just let it go.
Yeah.
And then once your high come down, what are you doing? Rolling up right again. Right, you know, reality's setting in. Now you gotta get
to that. You're trying to do something just to do something. That's pretty much what it is. Yeah. You're doing something just to be doing something.
Just to keep your mind busy.
So with all of that heaviness there, what's the biggest piece of advice that you would give to your generation, your age group, because you're dealing with stuff currently, but still living life and still grinding hard and still staying super positive and not letting nothing stop you. So what kind of advice would you give to your age group?
I think the biggest piece of advice that I can give is that, like, even when you feel like your life is just at like a breaking point, like knowing that you got out of bed is enough of an achievement within itself. Because some people, like I said, with depression, it really hits you hard to the point where you can't get out of bed some days. So just taking that step, getting out of bed, even doing simple things like brushing your hair, putting on a fresh set of clothes, like that's, even though outside people may see that as like, what the hell, that's like normal people things to do. Like, it's really like a huge step for someone that like just struggled to get out of the covers in the morning. Mm-hmm. So just knowing that, like, whatever you're doing, like, be proud of yourself because you're trying your hardest.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's dope. For adults.
Right.
Hey, the same. What's the real shit?
The same
thing, yo. Because, like I said, I was in bed for like almost 3 weeks, bro. And like the really the only thing that. It didn't even keep me going, but like drinking the pain away. So I would like every now and again, I had to get a new bottle of liquor, but it was same clothes, same hair, no toothbrush, just walking out.
Yesterday.
And the month before that. So, but yeah, it's I feel you, yo.
I think for like adults, especially adults that have kids, I think like the biggest advice I would say for like those that are struggling with depression as adults with kids, especially, is to think of like, you wouldn't want your kid to go through what you're going through, or you wouldn't want your kid to see you being so upset and so hurt. So like putting yourself in your kid's shoes, that like the kid that looks up to you and thinks of you as their everything, you wouldn't want them to see you going through that and being so low.
Hey, I saw that on the last episode. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's solid because, again, I went through the depression and all that, and didn't want my kids to see me like that, so I straightened up quick.
Yeah,
fly right.
This definitely been a really good, informative episode.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to commend. Yeah, she will be back.
Yeah,
with my sister Jessica, because they're both. Jessica graduated. She is a current therapist, and Amy's following her auntie's footsteps. So we're gonna have them both back and talk some black mental health.
Okay.
But it's definitely been very informative. I appreciate you for coming on the show. We all appreciate
absolutely. Thanks for taking the time.
I hope y'all appreciate.
You guys super excited.
Right.
But yo, you know what we'll do? We'll take a quick break, drink some water, because I definitely need some, and then we'll get back to it. Damn, we had a fire ass episode. You just had to grab the mic like I was like an 80s R&B singer. Too bad my hand fucked up. Oh man, yo, but to close us out for the. You know, this podcast, man, we lost some legends, bro.
I'm glad you said that.
Yo, we did. We lost DMX. Shock G died 57.
Black Rob
died.
Since we got Angel a on the show. How would you handle a situation like DMX? Because he was a seriously mentally, emotionally hurt guy. He had a lot.
He had a lot to process.
He did. Did you get anything out of his story? Did you know anything about him? I mean, I know that's not your generation.
Yeah, I didn't really know much about him. Did he go to therapy?
He was with a dog. Was
yeah.
I think he was one of those that were calling therapy. Yeah. But I did think he was on the, how do you say her name? Yolanda, the therapist, the lady that's on TV. And they, I-A-Y-A-L-A.
You got me, bro.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. I forgot how to say her name, but
she's like
Ayana. She's Oprah's girl, like you know, Dr. Phil, Oprah. Yeah, Oprah brought
serious though.
But yeah,
I know she did a story with him and his wife and his son, on the show, and he was pretty broad dude, man. It's like he had no emotion to his kid, like he was rough. But, yeah.
Well, you know, he says he talked about that, like how he was raised. Affects the people that he loves. Like, he'll take on your pain, but he can't show you the same type of
love.
Yeah, dude, man.
Like, to watch that interaction with his kid was rough. But anywho, sorry.
Nah, I mean, like I said, yo, it's just a lot of Gerald LaVert's dad died. What's his name? See, look at that, man. I'm better with names now.
Anywho.
I knew it was a Laverne.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Anywho. Black Rob?
Yeah, we said Black Rob. 51.
Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know what's crazy?
Got a health issue, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kidney failure.
Yeah, he has a health complication.
You know what's crazy? When I was younger, like in high school, like freshman, eighth grade, like I hit 50.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, no. I hit 50, the age 50, and be like, wow, they're so old. Now, that, you know, I'm scratching on 40. I'm like 50. I'm like, damn, he was so young.
I'm funny you say that. Shout out to my dad. Today is his birthday, May 4th.
Oh, May the 4th be with you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
He turned 60 today.
That's
shout out to my dad.
Period.
Oh, that's dope.
Everyone say it. Period.
Any of tourists too? Yeah. Say that. My dad's birthday tomorrow.
Okay.
Shout out.
Happy birthday. Yeah, man, shit. My brother's
doing shout outs. I mean,
should we be shouting out these businesses?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out.
So, Angel,
let's start with the guests. Yeah.
All right. So, my business, Sweet and Sour Miracles, that's the clothing line, sweetandsourmiracles.com, sweetandsour.miracles on Instagram, the podcast, breakthestigma.com, breakthestigma_podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And yeah, those are my two businesses. And then I help run SolidityClothing.com_Solidity on Instagram.
Oh, whoa, getting ahead of yourself. That's
how I say
it.
First of all, all right, that's my part. First of all,
I'm the vice president.
I'm needed here.
She do got a voice. She is the VP. I mean, she make it happen.
What's your
name? I'm a managing partner at CNM Group.
Yeah, you are that.
And you know, CNM Group is a parent company. But you know.
So we're gonna shout out.
We're gonna talk about one of the We the People designs here.
Ooh, We the People. Check out the ashtrays. We the People.
Yeah, man.
This is dope.
That's fire, right?
Definitely dope.
Yeah, so we don't gotta put up, you don't gotta ash out in McDonald's cups no more.
Right.
We got the official tissues.
Cups. Hold up, we gotta shout out the Lions then. Billion Sands, BC, show your shirt.
Logo made by me.
Some heavy ashtrays.
Logo made by Angel.
Yo. All of that. All of that, bro.
We the people, huh?
Hey. Hey. He was talking about the ashtrays is heavy.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't gonna say you could knock somebody out.
Yo, first of all, I'm the best that ever happened to her. Nah, but yeah, shout out to us, man. Solidity This. I know you tried to Solidity This on Instagram. _Solidity on Instagram.
I am the editor.
Solidity on Facebook.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. SolidityClothing.com. Go get your merch because we donate 10% to
Black Mental Health.
That was a
nope. She's VP.
All right, all right, all right. Here we go.
I don't gotta do that one.
This is my LeBron. Go ahead. Boom.
It goes to the BMHA, Black Mental Health Alliance, 10% every month.
That's right. That's right. We also going to shout out Coach Treasures.
Period.
Got the big card expo this Friday and Saturday. Come on out to Wayne, New Jersey. Check us out.
Oh yeah, come out.
Yeah, Coach Treasures on Instagram and on Facebook.
I just heard a Zion car sold for like $2,700.
Yeah, that's a low. That's the low end.
That was a low end.
That's the low end, bro.
God damn.
You talking about? You got.
It just sold. I'm just saying his car just sold. Somebody
that's
just
his
sold.
Low end car.
That's his low end car.
Low end, bro. $2,700.
Come to the show, you guys.
Come to the show. Come to the show. Check us out.
I'm bringing my old Pokemon cards. Shit. Well, guys, this is another good episode. So I'm gonna close it out with Solidity. This.
Solidity that.
Let's talk about it.